Good afternoon. High pressure is going to continue to build in from southeast Ontario and southwest Quebec today, and that's going to funnel some shallow, cool, and dry air across the region with some north and northeast winds. The surface high is also going to help to bring us some mostly sunny to sunny skies across the region, and what we can expect to see is temperatures ranging pretty close to average for us for this time of year. Today's highs will range from the upper 50s to lower 60s in most of the valley areas and upper 40s to mid 50s over the hills and mountains. For the night tonight, the strong surface high that we have over our area is going to slowly start to shift eastward over northern New England and New Brunswick, and that's going to allow some warm advection to commence, and that's going to give us some cloud cover. Temperatures may plummet quickly in the air mass with clear to mostly clear skies early on, especially from the I-90 corridor north. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level pattern across California and the southwest will contribute to temperatures being 10 to 20 degrees above average and a continued fire weather threat for the southwest into California. Fire weather threats will remain significant into this weekend across portions of California with no precipitation expected, gusty winds, and low relative humidities persisting. In addition, dangerous air quality will also continue near current wildfires with air quality alerts posted across much of central California. In addition, fire weather concerns will extend eastward into parts of the middle Mississippi Valley as red flag warnings are posted across the region. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 107 at Fountain Hills, Arizona, to a low of 15 just to the south of Neihardt, Montana. For those of you traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 59. In Boston, windy with decreasing clouds and a high near 57. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees and some steady winds. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 59, while the average low is 39. The record high of 85 was set back in 1947, while the record low of 21 was set back in 1940. Today's sunrise was at 7:11 a.m. The sun is set at 6:09 p.m. That is a total of 10 hours and 57 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of daylight by 2 minutes and 46 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the mid to upper 50s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear, and with that, overnight lows will be dropping down into the low 30s and even down into the 20s in some of the higher elevations. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 50s, a couple spots into the low 60s, and it can be windy as well with wind gusts as high as around 20 to 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, mostly clear skies are expected with overnight lows dropping down to near freezing. Because of that, a frost advisory is going in effect across much of that region until 9 a.m. Sunday morning. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid to upper 50s. And for the night tonight, you can expect to see mostly clear skies as overnight lows drop down to near freezing. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid 50s. Windy conditions are expected with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we have clear skies with overnight lows dropping down near freezing, and we can expect to see some frost by tomorrow morning. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking sunny this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s and potentially a couple spots into the low 60s. It will be windy with wind gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour. And for the night tonight, we are looking at clear skies with overnight lows dropping down to near freezing. Because of that, we have frost advisories and even freeze warnings going into effect until around 9 a.m. Sunday morning. region-wide for tomorrow. After some patchy fog early on, we turn mostly sunny as our highs reach near the upper 50s and low 60s once again across the region. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.